this morning on the K105.3 Morning Show.
Most gorgeous day of the year thus far. I went outside. I went for a nice long walk. Saw Jackson moving around. Jenny Lewis? We'll find out.
Scott Cloud, the K105.3 Morning Show.
Get out. That it is. One Republic love runs out. Scott and Jenny here with you. Good morning.
It's Monday.
Monday looks good on you, kid.
Thank you.
It really does.
It looks good on you, too.
You look relaxed.
I do.
You look refreshed.
I am so refreshed. I had such a good, just chill, relaxed weekend.
Nice, relaxed. Beautiful day. I mean, two consecutive gorgeous days on the weekend.
Yeah.
How much time did you spend outside?
Not a whole lot.
No, not really at all. No.
No, sir.
Why did you stay? Okay. All winter, I've heard. I'm ready for warm weather. Of course, in the fall, not even the fall, in June. I'm ready for fall.
I got outside-ish.
Okay, outside-ish?
I supervised the cutting of the branches in front of our house, and so I supervised.
Okay, I've been to your home. Mm-hmm. I've been invited once, and that was to pick you up very early in the morning.
So it's still dark.
Yeah, I don't recall any large trees.
Well, there's bushes and trees in front
of
our
supervised,
window.
And you supervised? Okay, so you did
that. I supervised.
You opened the window and told them what to do.
No, I got outside.
Okay.
I did. Nice. What else did I do? Laundry.
Okay, I'll give you the, you can't, not yeah, easy I, to do that outside.
No, you can't.
And Is Saturday your laundry day?
You know, it's kind of a mix. I got home and there were probably 8 baskets of laundry that needed to be folded and put away on my couch.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, I picture you as if, you know what, this is laundry day and this is the day I clean the kitchen. And I picture a color-coded schedule.
I wish I could be that organized. I get home and I'm like, nope, nothing's happening today. I have such good intentions most of the time.
Well, how does your bush look? Is it trimmed?
It looks great. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It looks great.
And you supervised
that. I did. I supervised that.
What was your supervision?
That needs to be trimmed more.
Okay.
And that's about it. Yep. Yep. That's the supervision that happened.
So you were outside for 5
I was.
Seconds.
I went to lunch with a friend. And what else did I do? Yeah, that's about it. I do have a friend. I watched cats this weekend. My sister was out of town, so I had to go and feed her cats.
Oh, here, I thought you got like a DVD of Andrew Lloyd Webber's musical classic Cats. Magical Mr. Mistopheles running around.
I love that musical. Oh, I wish. My. Yeah, no, that was about it.
So
her cat is sick and had an accident in the house, so we had to clean that up. That was burned in my nose. Yeah, that's about it. I had a really boring weekend, but it was wonderful.
Yeah, well, you should have opened with a cat sitting there. You got to get back outside, Jenny. The weather is conducive to getting outside.
Okay. Tonight, today, that's what I'm doing. I'm just going to camp out outside.
Well, not even that. Here's why. Because there's a new study out from the University of Michigan. Mm-hmm. Now, doctors in Japan have actually been prescribing time outdoors.
Oh.
People come in stressed.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
They come in stressed, anxious, just overall not feeling good. And doctors in Japan have said, go outside.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Exactly. So there was no pill involved with this. They just said, you are spending way too much time in your cell phone or in your TV or in your computer monitor or just inside in general. Go outside. So the University of Michigan got a hold of this. Mm-hmm. And there was an article in the Free Press. And the study's co-author, Mary Carol Hunter, said the nature pill can work. So what they did is they took a group of people that said they were feeling stressed, they were feeling anxious, and they said, okay, go outside, but leave your cell phone, all right? Don't take your cell phone and spend some time outside. They found that people that spent 20 minutes outdoors actually felt less anxious and less stressed. They felt there was a demonstrable decrease in those feelings if there was 30 minutes, but you could get it in 20.
Wow. I buy into this a lot.
Oh,
because that explains why I feel so relaxed camping. So there it is. You're outside.
You're
with nature. Yeah.
Are you still outside camping when you're inside a tent? Is that still considered outdoors?
Yes.
Why?
Because you are literally outside.
But you're inside a tent.
Yeah, but the tent's material is so thin, it doesn't count. That's my logic.
All right.
Oh, let's go camping. That sounds great.
Oh, I'm not camping with you.
What? I'm a fantastic camper.
What's your list look like before you go camping?
I can't show you my list.
I want to see your camping list. You have a list, correct?
I completely have a list. Laminated? Yes. No, it's not laminated. Okay, but it changes every single
time.
You
have a camping list.
I do have a camping list. You know I have a camping list. It's bad. Oh. I need more time outside.
I don't have any friends.
I have high hopes for the weather, and then we see tomorrow we're back to 55. We're up to 71 today. Enjoy it while you can. Mary Carol Hunter, the co-author of a study done by the University of Michigan, says you can get better health in just 20 minutes a day. All you need to do is get up off the couch, go outside.
Which, again, it makes sense with the vitamin D and all of the great things that, you know, go for a walk.
Well, it lowers your stress levels, blood pressure, so much more. Such a positive effect. But I would have, this isn't the study I would have conducted, though.
Really?
It's No, I would have gone to parents and see how much better they feel when their children go outside.
We interrupt this program to bring you this.
What is this?
This is where the entertainment is.
This is
the Kid 105.3 Hollywood Beat with Jenny Lewis.
What's happening in Hollyweird, kid?
On Jimmy Kimmel Live, his Friday show, he presided over a wedding, which is not something he usually does. Obviously, he's known for his talk show, but he presided over an Air Force couple, Jason and Kate's wedding, at the Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino. So when he got through the whole ceremony with this couple and said, "If is anyone here that would like to object?" And David Spade walks out with just drinks in his hand.
All makes sense.
Sure, David Spade, random. Here's even something more random. So the ceremony's done, and they say, Jimmy says, "Did you have a wedding singer that you'd like to bring out?" And the couple said no, and Jimmy Kimmel says, "Well, I've got someone that you may know." And out walks Celine Dion.
Oh!
Can you imagine Celine Dion singing Because You Loved Me at your wedding? No? Me neither? I would have paid so much money to have gotten married with her. Love her. Shazam scores big this weekend at the box office. Apparently now DC only needs to say the word Shazam to produce results.
Here's a little clip.
Daily Batson.
How'd you know my name?
Say my name so my powers may flow through you.
Shazam!
I often say that to people.
Does it ever work?
No.
$53.5 million. Pet Sematary actually came in second with $25 million. And the reviews, well, I should say the reviews, but my friends went to see it and they really liked it.
Which one?
Pet Sematary.
I went and saw Captain Marvel this weekend.
Oh, was it good?
It was very good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah? Did you like that? Well, Netflix.
It's a long movie. I had to pee. I had to leave once so I could. I had to pee.
Did you not plan ahead?
No, I planned ahead, but it's a really good soda.
You have to plan for these things.
I took the soda with me to refill it.
Well, right. If you're going out there, you might as well kill two birds with one stone.
And then I realized, well, I can fill this myself, and there's slushies.
There's slushies?
Yeah, if you go over to the AMC, there's
slushies. Oh, nice. Yeah. Netflix tweeted a message out yesterday about a new documentary that they're doing called Homecoming. It's released April 17th. But here's where it kind of gets cool. It's about Beyonce. That's the rumor, is that it is about Beyonce's 2018 Coachella performance. She was actually the first Black woman to headline Coachella. And so the rumors that are circulating is that this documentary is all about her because of the weekend that it comes out, that's actually the first weekend of Coachella. So, Netflix.
Isn't Coachella coming up pretty quick?
It is, yeah. April 17th is first weekend.
Next weekend.
Yeah, which is why they think, why everyone is speculating that this documentary is about Beyonce. It's the whole colors, the whole Queen Bee kind of thing.
Fingers crossed.
Yay, Netflix!
It was an interesting morning this morning. It was definitely somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Oh, the Mondays.
Oh, yeah. We had apparently there was a power outage in this area. I don't know what happened. I have no idea. Power's restored.
Good.
But when that happens, things happen here at the station, and things reset, and things, they don't work right. So we had what the worst thing you can deal with in radio is dead air. Mm-hmm. We had some dead air. It was not there for a bit. So I had to figure out what was going on. And I got the station back up and running, but there's a couple of things that didn't work that I required help from. Mm-hmm. So I had to call the help desk of the company that helps us with all of these things. And I swear to all that is good, I could smell. This was on the phone. I could smell the Funyuns on this guy's breath.
It came through the phone.
I could smell the wood paneling of his mother's basement. I could hear him crack open a Code Red Mountain Dew. I could hear the frustration in his voice as he had to put down, what is that called, Fallout?
What? Fallout?
What's the game all the kids are playing that Prince Harry wants eliminated?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know. There's some game that all the kids are playing. I could just hear him going, I have to put away Halo for a minute. This is ridiculous.
I have to get up from my gamer chair.
So, come on! I could see his entire keyboard covered with puffy Cheeto residue.
Orange everywhere.
And I was telling him, hey, I've got a problem with this sound card. I don't know it's not firing anything on the sound card. I need it because we're a radio station and we need.
Sure. We need to have these things.
We need sound.
Turns
sound
out.
Is paramount. And he says, well, we'll go to this button, you know, bring down the menu. No, I don't know where that is. It's in the upper left-hand corner. Okay. I'll go to the upper left-hand corner. All right, here's the presets. Well, now from here, there's 16 choices. You're just going to have to guess.
What? Wait, stop.
Yes.
So you called
I called
go-to people, right? The people that know all of the buttons.
Yes.
Know how to get things working.
Exactly.
And he said, you're just going to have to guess.
Exactly.
Oh, no.
Well, what if I get the wrong one? Well, there's three choices that will put the station off the air. Can you tell me what those might be?
So I can avoid pushing that button.
And it's at that moment I can hear his mother from upstairs going, who's calling you so early? It's work, Mom. Leave me alone. It's not that Billy wanting to come over here, is it? So I guessed. He gave me the three that I shouldn't do.
Uh-huh.
And then I guessed, and now, because really, I wouldn't, what my problem was is that none of these would work.
Very nice. Very cool. What was his name?
I'm guessing.
Was it Billy?
Wasn't Billy. Hmm. Wasn't Billy.
I'm going to have to send him a thank you letter because I'm
Sheldon,
so
maybe.
Glad. Sheldon, Sheldon, thank you for helping us out and getting those buttons back to work.
You know, got it working, though.
Hola! So glad.
I'm certain that he is being awoken now by his mother that either made him some fresh cinnamon buns or they got into a fight and he's having a breakfast hot pocket right now. A lot of people got out for walks yesterday, with the exception of Jenny Lewis.
Correct, yes.
Stayed inside. Many people took their dogs out for a walk yesterday because they were good dogs.
They
wanted to go outside.
Good doggies.
They had to smell everything.
It's been probably the first time a lot of them have been out.
For a bit, anyway.
Yeah, but, for a long walk.
Well, either that or someone's got a lot of cleaning up to do indoors.
Well, sure, but I mean like, you know, with those big long walks that you go on.
Just wanted to be sure.
Thank you,
You were letting, if you have a dog, that you were letting it out. It's not as though you let it out. Never want to see your carpet. Never want to see your carpet, Lewis. Cascades Humane Society, Stephanie Sharp joins us this morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well, thank you.
You look good. You're looking great. What are you doing, Pilates? Is that what it is, Pilates?
Lots of walking dogs.
There it is.
Lots of walking dogs.
So the Cascades Humane Society, did you face what I faced with the thaw and all the snow gone? Was there a ton of poop?
We try to clean it up as we go. Our dog walkers usually carry poop bags. We like poop bags. We go through lots of poop bags.
I don't think when I woke up this morning I would hear in a sentence poop bags three times.
But yeah, yeah.
Now I have.
Happy Monday.
Good morning.
I feel better about myself. So a lot of doggies over there, and the cats right now over at the Cascades Humane Society. This is kitten season.
It is kitten season. You can pretty much guarantee that if you see a cat outside, that if it's a female, she's pregnant. It is kitten season.
Love is in the air.
Love is in the air.
So if you have a cat and you're letting it outside, and it's a female, the chances are there is a male cat out there that is looking for said cat, possibly. Is that?
Most likely. Most likely. Okay. We do encourage spaying and neutering your cats and dogs.
Yes.
It's very important.
You have a big fundraiser coming up for cats.
We do. We do. We have a cat awareness fundraiser. This is our second year in having it. Last year was the first year. It's coming up next week on the 18th. I do believe it's next week at 49 South. It's called Wine and Whiskers. It's a wine tasting and food pairing. But wine isn't the only thing that you'll find there. We have five local wineries. One of them specializes in sangria, and the other one just started a brewery. So we've invited them to bring beer this year. You'll receive wine, beer, or sangria, whichever one you choose, and you'll have it perfectly paired with some kind of a sampling of food that goes well with it.
And this event is to raise awareness of
cats. It's a cat awareness fundraiser. We will have adoptable cats on site, but they'll be in a different room, so you won't have to worry about whiskers in your wine.
Was that a big concern last year?
No. It was not a big concern last year.
Oh, look, there's whiskers in my wine.
Oh, I need another one. That was an excuse, wasn't it? That's all it was.
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
New this year, we do have food trucks coming. So if you want something a little more substantial than just a taste and a bite, then you can get some food from them. So and enjoy another glass of wine or whatever it might be. It's from 6 to 9 p.m. at 49 South. It's a new event venue here in town.
It's a gorgeous place.
Mm-hmm.
So how does one get tickets?
You can go online, www.chspets.org, and click on the link for Wine and Whiskers and purchase them there.
All right, chspets.org. You want to stick around for a minute?
Sure.
All right. All right, here we go. The kids are back in school, Jenny.
No, today's the day.
Did you laugh at your kids last night?
Of course I did. You guys have to get up with me.
Stephanie Sharp from the Cascades Humane Society here in studio with us. Good morning once again.
Good morning.
Did you laugh at your kids as they headed back to school this
morning? I did. It was great.
Last week was just a really long week.
Oh, you're here. You're still there. Because when I left, you were there.
Uh-huh.
You're still there.
Wow.
Looks like there's a carbon monoxide leak in this house. No one has moved.
In 17 hours.
Stephanie Sharp is here. 768-4-HIT, 768-34 is followed by an 8. We're going to play a little game of over-under. But I do want to remind you, you've got a great fundraiser coming up this weekend.
Yes, Wine and Whiskers. It's presented by County National Bank. We love them over there.
And big thanks to County National Bank. And you said it's kitten season. And what did you say about the cats right now?
If you have an outside cat, or if you see an outside cat, if it's a female, she is most likely pregnant.
But it is never, ever okay to assume that a cat is pregnant, okay? Don't
never.
Even ask.
No.
Don't even ask.
No, don't look too long at its stomach.
Nope, don't. Hey, and you got to have permission to feel the belly, too.
Yes.
Just ask Joe Biden. 768-4-HIT, 768-34 is followed by an 8. I'm going to ask Stephanie three questions. All the answers are numbers, and what you're going to have to do in order to win. It's the first day back to school, so let's do 10 free coffees to Kelly Express Mart and 4 6-inch subs to Subway. How's that sound? Sound good?
Sounds good.
All right, here we go. 768-4-HITS. We need a contestant right now. Here is your first question, Stephanie.
All right.
All these answers are numbers. Here we go. What is the average high temperature in Chicago during the month of January?
During the month of January.
Average high temperature in Chicago during the month of January.
23 degrees.
We lock it in. Question number two. In 1983, a special episode of MASH set a new record for TV audience in the U.S. How many households watched it?
Oh, geez. Yeah. 678.
We lock it in. 678 households. And question number three, in what year did Roald Amundsen first reach the South Pole? In what year did they finally get to the South Pole?
1902.
We lock it in.
Oh, jeez.
It's going to be all right, Stephanie. Going to be all right. If you are way off on these, you will end up taking home four dogs.
Four dogs.
Four dogs.
Oh, boy.
7684 hits, 7683 4 is followed by an 8. We'll find out those answers coming up next. Well, remember that when I said we were having an interesting morning here, there was a power outage in our neighborhood, and apparently that has affected our phone system. We've got voice over IP. And I don't know what voice over IP, I don't know what the IP stands for, but right now it's problematic. That's where I'm going with the IP. And so if you've been trying to call in, I apologize. Our phones, they just aren't working. They aren't working right now. Stephanie Sharp's here from the Cascades Humane Society. Wine and Whiskers coming up this weekend. Should be pretty cool. We'll enjoy that. So here we go, Stephanie. We're gonna go through. Jenny, I'm gonna have you guess whether or not the actual answer is over or under there.
Perfect. I can do that.
Does that work?
Yes.
Can we do that?
Yes.
Let me try the phones again. Let me see. Nope.
Still not working.
Still not working.
Man.
Still not working. All right, so here we are. I asked Stephanie Sharp from the Cascades Humane Society, what is the average temperature of Chicago during the month of January and February in Fahrenheit?
And Stephanie said 23 degrees, and I think that's over.
Yes, 31 degrees. In 1983, a special episode of MASH set a new record for a TV audience in the U.S. How many households watched it?
Stephanie said 678.
Is the actual answer over or under 678?
I think it's over.
Yes, slightly. 50,150,000.
50 million people.
50 million people. It was the most watched episode in the history of television. It was Amen, Goodbye, Farewell, Amen. It was a huge, huge episode. In what year did Roald Amundsen first reach the South Pole?
Stephanie said 1902.
Is the actual answer over or under 1902?
I'm going to say over.
Yeah, you're right. It'd be 1911.
Oh, but you were close.
I was super close.
Yeah.
So there you are. There's over under for the day today. We'll get the phones working.
We're working on it. Frankie's looking at it.
Oh, no, get him out of there.
Oh, I thought that's what you said you wanted.
No, I said keep Frankie out of that room.
Oh, no.
He's going to get tangled up in all those wires.
Oh, that was my bad.
And then you're going to walk in and he's going to go, I'm a marionette. I'm a marionette. It's ridiculous. Stephanie, it's so great to see you as always.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Cascades Humane Society, if you'd like to get tickets to Wine and Whiskers this weekend at 49 South, how do they do that?
This Thursday from 6 to 9.
Thursday.
www.chspet.com.
.org. CHSPets.org. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
13 minutes after 8 o'clock. Good morning. The K105.3 morning show. I'm Scott. That's Jenny.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that. You believe in karma?
Kind of.
A little bit?
A little bit.
Well, South Africa, Kruger National Park. Poacher walks into the national park. You're not supposed to go into the national park and poach. You're not supposed to poach. You're supposed to have a license.
Right.
You know what? And that's the thing. You get a tag, you get a license, then go ahead and hunt.
Sure. Got it.
There are certain animals where they're down on them and they need more, so they don't allow you to hunt them.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense, right?
Yeah, of course.
Park rangers said they heard that this guy was out and about, perhaps doing some poaching. And the poacher's family called them last Thursday to ask if they could get help in finding him. According to his accomplices, he was actually killed by an elephant.
Oh, dear.
Yes.
This doesn't end well for him.
No. Don't hunt elephants. So apparently he was out there doing some poaching, and he was killed by an elephant. And then if karma didn't quite get him enough... they found the rest of his body scattered around because his body was eaten by a pride of lions.
Whoa. I can't laugh. Like, I feel like I shouldn't laugh, but I feel like he had it coming.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that's the chain of life. The lions are like, that's my elephant. Right? Don't they go after elephants? Do lions go after elephants?
On occasion, I mean, if they're really hungry.
Circle of life. I was trying to envision
the
if they went
after. Life, circle of life.
You know,
the food chain, circle of life. They're all. Did you catch the cold open of Saturday Night Live this weekend?
No, but I wish I had.
It was a Joe Biden. They were doing Joe Biden. Yeah,
oh,
that was the cold open where they just start off. It comes out of a commercial, and then all of a sudden, boom, they're in the middle of a sketch.
Oh, gotcha.
They didn't have Kit Harington, who was the host this weekend from Game of Thrones. Apparently, they did a lot of Game of Thrones related humor in there. No spoilers,
yeah.
As far as I know. They all die. There you go.
Oh. End of discussion.
Well, he has been the butt of jokes. So apparently now Joe Biden, who, in case you forgot, he's knee deep in allegations of inappropriately touching people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he'll come up behind you and put
your arms
on your shoulders. Yeah. It's awkward.
Yeah. It's kind of creepy.
First and foremost, never touch my shoulders. Ever.
Really?
Don't ever touch my shoulders.
Why?
I don't like it. I don't like them rubbed. People come up and want to give me a back rub. No. Get away.
Yeah, that's too familiar.
I don't even like it from Wendy. I don't want a back rub. That's my stress. That's mm-hmm. what holds me together. Don't touch my shoulders. Like a rusty car that way.
Got it.
But Joe Biden has to learn about people's bubbles.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been a lot of serious news stories about this. And people are wondering if he's actually going to run in 2020 for president. Well, he was doing a speech at the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers in Washington, D.C. And he came right out. He was introduced and he gave the woman a hug that introduced him.
Okay,
right off
fair
the bat.
Enough.
Gave him a hug. And then he said this.
I just want you to know I had permission to hug Lonnie.
That smattering of applause and groans and a couple of gasps kind of sums up how I feel about him joking about this.
You don't think he should joke about it?
I don't think so. I think it's too soon. And I'm not one to usually say too soon,
mm-hmm.
but I think this is too soon. He actually brought up a group of children after that as well and then said this.
By the way, he gave me permission to touch him.
How do you clap for that?
Well, it's Joe Biden.
I don't know, but that's that awkward, I don't know what to do with my hands situation.
I just think it's too soon. What do you think? Do you think it's too soon or do you think it's a good move on his part?
I think it's a good move on his part. And here's why.
Okay.
I think because he knows everyone's talking about it, so he might as well beat them to the punch.
Well, and he did go on Twitter and make that speech about, hey, I'm learning new things here. I was unaware. And honestly, then if someone is invading he's invading their space rather, and the Me Too movement is still very young,
it is,
and long overdue for women to speak out about what is appropriate and what's not. For him, he's an older guy. I mean, mm-hmm. he's knocking on 147 years old.
He's right at the door.
His face is on a Smucker's jam jar somewhere. Willard Scott's going to wish him a happy birthday again and be like, he's still alive.
So you don't think he should have gotten ahead of this at all?
No.
Just not talk about it at all?
Exactly. Leave it.
Interesting.
Just leave it.
No, see, I say talk about it. Everyone else is talking about it. Why can't you be a part of that conversation?
How well did not talking about it work for guys like Aziz Ansari? He's back to doing everything that he was doing.
He is. You're right. I don't know. I just think, but can you put Joe Biden and that comedian in the same category?
In being a public figure, yes.
Okay. But see, I would consider Joe Biden much more of a prevalent character.
I see where you're coming from, but at the same time, if he's going to make jokes like Aziz Ansari, he needs better writers.
Well.
Coach Rhonda live in studio.
Hey, what's up?
It's Rhonda from Kettlebell Hotspot Athletic Training Center, a title sponsor of March Madness. And I'm excited. Are you excited?
I'm totally excited.
We are down to the finals. We are down to the finals of March Madness. And Jenny, who is a huge fan of the what?
The sporting games.
The sporting games, yes.
Yeah.
That's how she refers.
I mean, I follow closely to all of the sporting games.
Yes, closely mm-hmm. as I do, eh?
Kettlebell Hotspot Athletic Training Center, though, when it comes to, competitions, you're very familiar with that.
Yeah, yes. I happen to enjoy competitions quite a lot. So We have lots of our competitions in this year are going to be international as well, so that'll be fun.
Well, I was reading that the IOC, the International Olympic Committee, mm-hmm. is actually considering making kettlebell part of the Olympics now.
Yes, actually, we are in what's called observer status. Kettlebell sport lifting is in observer status with the GAISF, which is a governing body of the IOC. What they're doing is actually giving us the steps that we need to follow in order to get complete inclusion in the Olympics, and it's a huge process, and it does take quite a few years. The observer status is in a 2-year increment, so we have 2 years to work on our goals, and you know that what we need to do as far as you know WADA and TAFSA, all of the different things that we need to be involved in for doping and things. To do
so
with
you're talking
sport.
About drug testing.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, so we have to have those elements already instilled into our organization. So we're in our second year now, and everything's going really, really well. We have 61 federations that are involved in kettlebell sport, and we only actually need 31 of those countries to actually have their team named as their national team sport.
So right now at Kettlebell Hotspot Athletic Training Center with the largest team basically in the United States,
mm-hmm.
there could potentially be some future Olympians working out just off of M60 Spring Arbor.
I am almost positive that there will be because we've had some children lifting in our gym since they were like 6 years old. So they will definitely be ahead of the game, and our youth is definitely where kettlebell is going to be, and it will be in the Olympics. It might take some time, but you know it's not just America. Unfortunately, America doesn't have much of a say in those 31 countries because we don't have a prime minister. So our team can't actually be named until we're in the Olympics.
I see.
So we can only right now bring the largest team to support the observer status with IUKL.
So either we get the IOC on board or we completely change the Constitution and we get a prime minister.
Right. That's it. That's
it. I think we'll go the IOC route.
Yeah, let's do that.
Although it would be fun to have a prime minister.
Would it?
A little bit. I mean, we can go right down to Prime Cuts. I'm sure they've got one.
Or they can minister one up.
Rhonda with Kettlebell Hotspot Athletic Training Center, the title sponsor of our College Hoops Mania, got a 65-inch Ultra HD TV. We're going to give away. Someone is going to win that as of tonight when the game is done and either Texas Tech or Virginia comes out victorious. We are going to pick the winners coming up next. All right, tonight, 9:20. I don't know who decides what time tip-off is, but tonight at 9:20, which I won't see that hour of the day.
Are they in Texas? Is that why it's so late?
I don't know where they are.
Maybe that's why.
Let me check and see if I can.
Maybe they're in Texas, because that would explain it. You know?
Well, it could. It could.
Because they're, what, 2-3 hours behind us?
Yeah, I don't know where they are.
Maybe.
I don't believe. No, it's not a home game. They're wherever they play the championship. Anyway. Not relevant. We are talking about the end of the college basketball, the bracket mania, and someone's going to win the grand prize from Kettlebell Hotspot Athletic Training Center. Rhonda Glick is here, and we've got Texas Tech taking on Virginia tonight. So we are going to try and pick the winner, and whoever can get the score closest to. You got to be able to A, pick the winner, and B, get the score closest. So I have Texas Tech downing Virginia 67-63 is my final score there. I think it'll be a good defensive matchup tonight. We're going to hold on. We're going to do Rhonda last. Jenny, what do you think is going to be the final score?
I think Virginia is going to take it with 86 points.
And what will Texas Tech
is going to have it at 82.
82.
So Virginia's going
to
win.
Okay, so that's Jenny. Now we go over to Rhonda from Kettlebell Hotspot Athletic Training Center, and Rhonda is putting up the grand prize, that 65-inch Ultra 4. It's a beautiful TV.
It is a beautiful TV. It is so beautiful. I almost didn't want to bring it over.
You've done this now for several years in the running, and every year I have to look at that TV back in our promotions closet, and every year I think, I know that fit my truck. I know it fit. I could just put it right in there.
We might have to take it out of the box, but it'll fit.
It'll get in there. So, Rhonda, you also get a membership to Kettlebell Hotspot Athletic Training Center. We were talking about kettlebell training off the air, but it is a tremendous workout, and you had tremendous success.
Yes, I did. I definitely did. When I started working out with kettlebells, I weighed 277 pounds. So, and I do not weigh that anymore. I've lost, over 135 pounds, and I've been maintaining on and off. You know, it's an up and down battle always, but never, ever, ever again will I see that number. So, and I'm thankful because the kettlebell, it burns 22 calories a minute. You can't burn that many calories unless you're sprinting. So, and I'm happy to stay on the ground and swing.
So they also get a membership then for the grand prize winner, whoever has the best college bracket overall here at K105.3 in our contest. We got some great runner-up prizes for that as well. Flexible Staffing has got a great prize in there. P&T Fitness as well. And, of course, Bud Light hooking us up with swag bag, too. So, Rhonda, Virginia, Texas Tech, what's the final score going to be?
Well, because of the fact that Texas Tech did, kind of slaughter Michigan, I am going to go with Texas Tech 72 and Virginia 69. I think it's going to be close.
72.
I think it's going to be within 3 points.
69. We lock it in. It's there. So tomorrow, for bragging rights, we'll find out who was closest to. And
sounds great.
All right. So, Rhonda, it's always great to see you. Dean Lewis, it'll be all right. It's K105.3. Good morning. Scott, Jenny here with you. And I found an obituary that I really, really like.
This an is obituary the kind of obi- that you really like?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. It starts off, and this is about a man by the name of Tim Schrant. He died at the age of 63. This obituary actually received so much attention that the USA Today picked it up.
Whoa.
The opening line is, Tim Schrant made his last inappropriate comment on March 29th, 2019. If you're wondering if you may have ever met him, you didn't, because you would remember. For those of you that didn't meet him, for those that did meet him, we apologize, as we're sure he probably offended you. He was world-renowned for not holding back and telling it like it is.
Wow. This sounds so familiar.
Does it?
It does.
Does it?
Yep.
When he died, the cancer died, so technically it was a tie. He was ready to meet his maker. We're just not sure the maker is ready to meet Tim.
That's awesome.
A common line in obituaries is, he never met a stranger. In Tim's case, he never met a rule he couldn't break, a boundary he couldn't push, and a line he couldn't cross, or a story he couldn't stretch.
Wow.
Despite his crusty exterior, cutting remarks, and stubbornness, there is actual evidence that he was a loving, giving, and caring person. I just thought that was hilarious, and I want my family. You can pretty much copy that.
Yes, I was just going to say, you guys would have been best friends.
I would have liked him.
You would have liked him. He's your soulmate.
Sorry, I didn't get to meet him. And Jenny, that's going to do it for me.
Yeah, you got to get out of here.
Yeah, stay out of trouble, and if you can't do that,
don't get caught.